Imagine you live in, say, Kansas City and dream of a Hawaii vacation, one that includes swimming in the ocean with a mammal you've only seen in media or maybe in a zoo. It's a compelling reason that many visitors come to Hawaii, and one promulgated by Hawaii Tourism. But that could change with proposed new rules over the distance ocean swimmers would have to maintain with spinner dolphins to safeguard the dolphins' resting and family time. The proposal was released this week and is now up for public comment, but at its core, the proposal asks a basic question. Should humans seek contact with dolphins? Ann Garrett is the Assistant Regional Administrator for the Protected Resources Division of NOAA's Fisheries Pacific Islands Regional Office, and she's in our studio this morning. Good morning. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning, Bethan.
That idea of seeking out contact with dolphins, because in many ways generations have grown up with the idea that, you know, dolphins are our friends or could be our friends. There's been movies and TV shows and cartoon characters and all of that. Has that really put dolphins in a very different light and one that we need to demystify?
Well, I think we all enjoy that opportunity and seek that opportunity to better understand our nature. And yes, dolphins are one of those creatures that just hold magical persona for us, and they're very, we associate them with intelligence and social bonding. I think, though, it's still okay to seek out some dolphin experience. It's just a matter of how you go about doing it.
The how of it is usually where we have a lot of, you know, difficulties. How much intrusion into their world. That seems to be at the heart of what these proposed rules are seeking to adjust in our minds, that we really are intruding on an animal's world when we go out to visit, and not just visit, but people who want to actually swim and touch and be part of, particularly at times when these animals are resting or caring for their own young.
That's right. They're beautiful creatures, so we want to have that experience. But we have to remember, with the Hawaiian spinner dolphin in particular, they're close to the shore where we are able to see them pretty easily. But they're there for a reason, and that reason is to rest and to nurture their young and to socialize. They are in those areas after a long, hard night of feeding and working together to feed. So they come in and they rest. They're getting away from predators. They're looking for a safe, quiet environment.
When you say they're coming in to socialize, you mean with each other, not us.
With each other, that's right.
For a while, tourism companies have been bringing people to go see the dolphins. I mean, there are whale watches, but not necessarily people getting super close to them, obviously. But with a dolphin that seems so approachable, you know, not huge in size, and for all the reasons that, you know, we've talked about, that they're so alluring and compelling, and some would think, you know, adorable. They're also wild animals. I mean, have we not gotten the point across that these are, in fact, wild creatures? I mean, you wouldn't run off and try to pet a wild cat, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
As a lion.
I think sometimes we do tend to forget that, yes, they're wild animals, and so they can also behave erratically, and it might not be in our best interest. We could get injured, but we don't tend to think of dolphins that way. They're smaller cetaceans. They're closer to our own size. They are often very curious animals, and they often appear to be smiling at us. So we internalize and think that they're happy to see us. But in fact, they're there doing their own thing, and we need to be mindful of that.
So we tend to anthropomorphize a little more than
Absolutely.
We should be doing with these creatures. There are companies, though, who say, but hey, this is our livelihood, and what harm really are we doing? And others who have said, okay, we're maintaining some voluntary guidelines of maintaining that, you know, that distance between our tourists and these creatures. And yes, there are provisions in case one decides to swim over and gets curious about you, but, you know, from the get-go, we're going to keep people away. Has this really become as polarized internally as it appears externally with these companies?
Well, you know, preliminary feedback is very supportive for NOAA taking this action. We have, for a better part of 5 years, operated what we have called our Dolphin Smart Program, where operators have voluntarily signed on to the program, and they operate within the guidelines of a 50-yard distance. They also don't put swimmers in the water, and they also don't advertise with people at close proximity to the dolphins. Those operators are, and others that operate in a similar fashion, are excited about these rules because it's going to level the playing field. There are a few folks that are out there that are just getting too close, and they are chasing down the dolphins, and that's when it becomes a real problem. You can still, because these folks have been in business for a better part of 5 years or more, you can still have a viable business and offer some really rewarding opportunities to view these animals from a distance of 50 yards or greater. In particular, with the spinner dolphin, they're actually known for their acrobatics, and so they'll leap out of the air, out of the water, into the air, and they'll spin 2, 3, even 4 times in the air before they hit the water again. So you can see quite a bit from a vessel.
Which is obviously not something you would be seeing if you were out there necessarily swimming with an animal or seeing as well. So at this point, we're in the public comment period. There are going to be many comments, I'm sure, that you'll see on both sides of this. As you mentioned, that this would be a way to level the way in which all of these operators go forward. That's kind of a scary proposition for the ones who have not been doing that and who have been sort of at odds with all of this. Are there going to be any more discussions about, you know, the whys of it and assurances that they can, in fact, have a viable business without necessarily doing what they've been doing?
Well, we're, in addition to taking comments electronically and through mail, we are going to have 6 hearings throughout the islands. And so that's our opportunity to come give us their vocal feedback and also have a listen to a presentation, and we'll have an opportunity to just chat about and talk story about what's going on. But we do think that there's an opportunity, and I think many of our supportive operators also think there's a great opportunity to continue to have a good, viable business and take care of the wildlife in a respectable manner.
Which might get you a lot of goodwill and cachet that you can't buy.
That's right.
And Garrett, thank you so much for joining us. We've got the list of those meetings that we'll post on our Facebook page, and we'll be watching this. Not long to watch, right? Because this has got to wrap up by September next year.
That's approximately right. About a year from now, we'll be issuing a final rule.
Ann Garrett is the Assistant Regional Administrator for the Protected Resources Division of NOAA's Fisheries Pacific Islands Regional Office.